Thank you for joining us for Calangio Heroes, a video podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver, and I'll be the host of this episode that is featuring our guest today, Tanya McConnell from Florida. So welcome, Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be a joy to talk to you. So I'm wondering if we can just start by sharing, how are you connected to the disease cholangiocarcinoma?
Okay. It's harder than I thought. My father, Pop, was diagnosed last October, and we recently lost him May 24th. The reason why I feel so blessed to be a part of this podcast is because your foundation was just an integral piece of healing and empowerment for my family. And just to go a little bit further, my mother had been battling breast cancer for a year and a half, and Pop was her caretaker. And so right as Pop was diagnosed, he was coming off the heels of taking my mom weekly to chemotherapy. And as a result of the craziness of COVID and just being a caretaker for my mom, Pop had not been able to do his regular checkups. And his first doctor's appointment that he went to after COVID and after being able to care for my mom, just after regular blood work, they found that there were issues with his liver enzymes. And that was the beginning of our journey with cholangiocarcinoma. And from there, he was sent to a liver specialist and diagnosed. And he had an inoperable tumor in the middle of his liver. And it was just a shock to everybody. In fact, we were still reeling because we're like, wait a minute, you know, here my mom has cancer and you've been her caretaker. What do you mean you have cancer? It was just all of it surreal for everyone. But he was a fighter, and he went down fighting. He's a tough guy. He never gave up hope. And again, that brings me back to the importance of what your foundation provides. What is his daughter or his grandchildren or his siblings. So it's an honor for me to be able to sit here and talk or cry about this with you.
He sounds extraordinary when you say that he's a fighter. And so what was Pop's name?
Gary. So Gary was from Bayshore, New York. Actually my stepdad, but my parents were married for over 26 years. And in every sense of the meaning or the word grandfather or father, Gary was that. And Gary, he loved my mom fiercely. His family was the thing that he was most proud of. He was a grandfather that never missed a sporting event, whether it was whatever it was, he was always there. He was the pop that would dress up as Mr. Potato Head and bring pizza in to his grandkids to make them smile. You know, he would watch Star Wars 7,000 times because he knew it made his grandkids happy. And he was a tough guy. He was an athlete. And he just embraced family, and he loved to laugh. He was one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. And so when he was diagnosed, I'll never forget the day he called my husband and myself and said, we need to talk. And I thought, oh my gosh, my mom's cancer is worse, or it's back in a different place. It was the first thing that came to my head. And then Pop said, I have cancer. I was like, what? You know, I mean, as I said, it was just surreal. But he said, you know, we're gonna fight this. And so immediately when he told me that, I took to the internet like everybody does. Now, I wasn't looking for diagnoses. I was looking for information. Mm-hmm. And under all the Wikipedia explanations of bile duct cancer, which I had no idea what it was your foundation. And it was a God week for me. And that was the first thing I clicked on. Because as a mom and a daughter, and I've been faced with cancer with my mom and my husband, information I know is power. And your foundation provided that, because with information, it gives you next steps or it gives you hope. And that was a beautiful thing. So I trolled your foundation every corner I could, just trying to find information. And it's what got us through 7 months where Pop fought hard. Everyone's cancer story is different. Every journey has a different ending, but I'm thankful for you all and everything that you were able to bless our family with.
I'm so thankful that you're actually able to share that with us and honor Gary Pop. And, you know, after you found that information, which I'm grateful that you were able to do a Google search and find cholangiocarcinoma foundation, what did you do with the information? Did you meet with Pop, or what happened after you actually found us?
When I first found the foundation, after I had poured through everything, I'm living in Florida. My parents were in Atlanta, so I was going back and forth regularly to help my mom and Pop. And for us, it was going through the information on the website, and whether it was dietary information or just watching other people's experiences, it gave us hope. And, you know, like, as I said, knowledge is power, and that is what your foundation provided. And we didn't know what we were facing. Pop was used to being the caretaker, not the patient. So that was a big shift for him after a year and a half of taking care of my mom. And then a shift for my mom becoming the patient to be the caretaker. And so your foundation, it was just another avenue of love and support. And I will also preface this by saying, we have the most amazing family. We are truly blessed with our level of support and our closeness. And we have incredible doctors in our family, you know, and people that are educated specifically about cancer. But it's a whole different ballgame when it's your family and your flesh and blood and trying to navigate it. And Gary had wonderful doctors and specialists in Atlanta. And it just, by the time they found it, it was an inoperable tumor. And the only symptom that he had was weight loss. And we used to joke about that. I'm like, that is so not fair. Like, I'm eating everything in the world. I'm so sad about my mom being sick. You're losing weight. What's up with that? And sadly, the weight loss was as a result of his cholangiocarcinoma, which was a word I had never heard before. And I also learned to say on your website, just searching, what is bile duct cancer?
Right, right. So what are some of the services that the foundation provided that was most helpful to you and your family?
I think one of the most helpful things is just hearing other people's stories, because it creates community and eliminates some of the feelings of isolation. A lot of that was geared towards me searching information because I still felt like I was helping my mom, who is an amazingly strong woman. And they're 200% for Pop, they're best friends. But I still felt like I had to equip myself so that I could be there for both my mom and Pop. And just reading the information, I was able to maybe ask more questions when it came to times meeting with the doctors. And again, he had the best care, the best family. His just story was different, and they found it when it had progressed. So even though his story ended sadly on May 24th, our hope is that any way that we can support the foundation, whether it's through financial donations or creating more awareness through advocacy in the future, that it helps somebody else. You know, it changes their story. And that's part of, I think we're all, it's important for us to give back whatever it is that we have gone through in life. And I know I'm kind of spiraling here, but Pop went through this for a reason. And so now I strongly believe that whatever we can do to help another family, that's why he went through it.
Well, and that's why you're a guest on Cholangio Heroes. It's a part of advocating and sharing your story. And advocacy is not foreign to you. You have experience with that. Would you mind kind of sharing your experience? Because I think with what you've learned and what you've done, it could help others who want to advocate for a cause, particularly cholangiocarcinoma.
Our personal story was our middle son was born with hearing loss. And when he was born, you know, it was the same thing. We were not equipped. We didn't even know hearing loss because we didn't have it in our family. And so immediately for me was getting on the computer and finding information because of the mama, I needed next steps. What was the next thing we needed to do to help our son have the most normal life possible? And that journey led to first hearing aids at 6 weeks old. But for the last 8 years, of our lives, we had a foundation where we helped support children in the United States by buying new hearing aids. And we were blessed to partner with someone and travel abroad. But one of the biggest components of our foundation was advocacy, because you hear about hearing loss and you think, oh, it's something old people have. Well, it is far greater than that. And it's a global thing, and you know, it's all ages, and especially critical for children when they're born with hearing loss to have early intervention and immediate access to hearing care. And so that became our goal. And part of educating was hanging out in the Senate and the House in the state of Georgia for 8 months, where we were able to help pass a law through many other amazing, or alongside rather, support of other advocators in the state of Georgia to mandate hearing aid coverage for children with private insurance in the state of Georgia. So it was a start. But you have to have a voice, you have to have a heart, and you have to have a voice to make a difference. And every little bit counts, whether you're raising $5 or you're explaining to five people the importance of care and healthcare and prevention or whatever it is that you can do. I remember just watching so many different podcasts, whether it was a doctor talking about gut health or, you know, trying to research information on your website about different immunotherapies. And Pop was approved for them, but by the time he was too ill to receive it, because everything had just, he was ready to jump on his golf cart and go to heaven.
Yeah.
However, that being said, our life has been about advocacy, and we have seen the difference it's made in the lives of so many children and adults receiving hearing care. And so I hope to be able to take some of the experience that we've had and apply that to the cholangiocarcinoma foundation in some way. And I don't know how that is, but you also provide excellent tools on how to get involved. And so that is also critical. You lay it out, and it's so helpful to people like me who there's still a lot of emotion for our family, but that is our intent. If it helps just even one person or one family.
This is a good starting point, you know, sharing your story on Cholangio Heroes and, you know, letting everybody know how Pop was such a hero to your family. And I think that, you know, you mentioned how the foundation is a great resource. Advocating and letting people know that the foundation exists is really important. And I'm glad you were able to find us. And so one of the things that we provide is a program, the newly diagnosed program. And on that page, you'll find resources about getting a second opinion, biomarker testing, and lots of other resources, because we want people to, you know, find a specialist in their area. So we even provide a specialist map in the United States. So those are some of the things. And like you said, just the other videos of people and their stories, and it brought you hope. So, you know, in closing, I guess I would just say, in perpetuating that advocacy of hope, what are your final thoughts?
I think my final thoughts are number one, of gratitude. My prayer, my hope is that you all know the impact that you've made globally, clearly, by providing community and information, which, as I said, is critical to being able to educate and advocate and just to make a difference. And we all have to do our part as we're on this journey. And that is clearly the mission of so many people, as I've watched the different heroes or the different stories of survivors. So regardless of what your story is or where your family member or your loved one ended up in this journey, you know, we're all part of the same team and we have to do what we can to help others. So I'm forever grateful. And I thank you for letting me be a part of this. And I thank you for helping our family as we went through this journey. And I hope in some small way that this honors Pop too, because he loved big, his family was his priority, and it would mean a lot. And that is why we asked when he passed away, donations to be made to you all. Because hopefully it'll help just one person make a difference.
Well, I definitely have felt his love through you. So that's how big it is, because I've definitely felt it. So his love is alive and well and still growing. And through this podcast, we'll do the same. So I thank you so much. And anybody out there who wants to know more about the cholangiocarcinoma foundation, please head over to our website. It's cholangiocarcinoma.org. And because cholangiocarcinoma is quite a mouthful, we made it easy. So you can also find us at curecc.org. That's an easier version, curecc.org. And we'll do whatever we can to help you in any way. So we encourage everybody to find out more about bile duct cancer. And if you are, you know, having something strange, any type of symptom like what Pop experienced, just unexplained weight loss, or you're itching really crazily, or all of a sudden you're starting to see yellowing of your eyes, those type of symptoms, I know they mimic other medical conditions, but we encourage everybody, please go to your doctor and get checked. All right. Well, thank you, Tanya, for joining us. And everybody out there, please join us next week for a new episode of Cholangio Heroes.
Thank you.